Ape Ollila. Publisher, Docendo, 2021. Erja Lyytinen, The Blues Queen. Reader, Heather Raw Sirola. Million Dollar Baby. At the tail end of the 1990s, a new face popped up on the Finnish blues scene, looking very much the part of Hilary Swank's twin sister. The young woman in question could not only play the guitar she wielded, she could also sing. Her most ardent fanbase early on comprised of males, watching her every move through glassy, spellbound eyes. Due to this small detail, part of her colleagues and followers passed her off as a flash in the pan, as Finns are known to be jealous creatures that fail to believe even if they see. Before long, the audiences became heterogeneous, and our artist began packing the houses that she played night after night. The young lady not only knew her piece of business, she also glowed with a special kind of positive energy that people caught on to. Soon enough, it became apparent that Erja Lyytinen, the name of our protagonist in question, was here to stay. Erja Lyytinen has accomplished more in the past 2 decades than any Finnish blues musician that came before her. She soon penned a recording deal with an international label from the blues field, but didn't keep her eggs all in one basket, as the saying goes. After said deal expired, she was able to take her career to the next level and expand her turf even further. She shrewdly established her own production company and began to release her albums directly, negotiating worldwide distribution for her music. Simultaneously, she toured throughout Europe and conquered what many Finns hold to be the impossible, the United Kingdom, where Erja is celebrated nowadays as an awarded phenom, making regular jaunts to play there. Just as easily, she can be seen flying to Canada or India for tours. Erja is in constant rotation, never staying long in one single spot. Our country's blues and popular music history has all too many lost opportunities in its storied annals. In contrast, Erja Lyytinen has shown through her personal example that anything is possible. You've simply got to take hold of the opportunity when it is open to you and move forward in order to take that baby home. Esa Kuloniemi, Blues Minister. Helsinki, December 31st, 2017. 11 p.m. This is really something. Getting to this stage feels damn good. I've worked so long and hard to get here. Somehow it feels like this entire past year, no, make that all of the years it took to get here, culminate now in this one singular moment. Every drop of sweat, every teardrop. Now it's my final gig of the year, and what a gig it is.